I'm about to teach you how to make bread, and I want to begin with a small confession. For most of my life, I believed bread was difficult. I had absorbed, somewhere along the way, the idea that bread making was a serious craft, requiring expensive equipment, an hour of mysterious rising time, careful temperature control, and a level of skill that I, a normal adult with a small kitchen and no particular training, did not possess. I had bought bread my whole life. I had assumed the people who made it knew something that I did not. The very few times I had tried to make bread myself, the result had been a small, dense object that nobody, including me, particularly wanted to eat. What I'm going to teach you here is not that bread. This is a flat bread. A thin, round bread cooked on a hot pan, of the kind that has been made in almost every settled human community for thousands of years. It does not require yeast, an oven, or anything special. It uses four ingredients. It takes about an hour, including the part where you sit and wait for nothing to happen. It is, by any reasonable standard, the easiest food a person can make from scratch. Here is how it goes. Put 2 cups of flour into a bowl. Any flour, wheat, corn, chickpea, sorghum, or whatever the staple flour of your part of the world is. Add 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Mix them with your hand. Add about 3/4 cup of warm water, slowly, and keep mixing. You are aiming for a soft ball that doesn't stick badly to your hand. If you've added too much water, add a bit more flour. If not enough, add a bit more water. The recipe is, in this respect, very forgiving. Knead the dough for about 3 minutes. Push it away from you with the heel of your hand, fold it back, turn it, and push again. This is not difficult. It is also not a thing you can read your way into. You have to do it, and your hands will, after about 30 seconds, work out roughly what they are doing. Cover the dough with a cloth and leave it for 15 minutes. This is not optional. The dough needs to rest. While it rests, do something else. Cut the dough into 6 pieces and press each one flat, with your hand, with a rolling pin, with the side of a clean glass bottle. Make them about as wide as your hand and as thick as a coin. Heat a pan on the stove. Add a small amount of oil. When the pan is hot, cook each flatbread for 1 or 2 minutes on each side until you see small brown spots. Stack them on a plate, covered with a cloth. That is the entire recipe. Now I want to talk briefly about why I think it matters. We have, over the last 100 years, increasingly handed over the making of basic foods to industrial processes. This is not, on the whole, a bad thing. Mass-produced bread has fed enormous numbers of people, often very cheaply, and I do not want to romanticise a time when poor families spent hours grinding their own flour by hand because they had no alternative. Handmade food is not, in itself, morally superior to factory food. The sentimental version of the case for handmade, that everything was better when grandmothers did it, quietly forgets that grandmothers were often exhausted, that food work was often unpaid female labour, and that the freedom to buy bread instead of making it has, in many lives, been a real freedom. I'm not, then, going to tell you that you should make all your bread by hand. Most days I don't. What I'm going to suggest is something narrower, that knowing how to make a basic food, even if you almost never do, is worth something on its own. It is worth something because it changes your relationship with the food you eat. You see what is in bread. You understand, with your hands, why bread tastes the way it does. You stop being purely a consumer of bread and become, in some small way, a person who could, if needed, also be a maker of bread. This is not nothing. There is a long list of foods I now eat with a slightly different kind of attention, simply because I have, at some point, made them myself. The shop bread is no longer a mystery. It is something I could make and have chosen for reasons of time and convenience not to. It is also worth something because hand skills do not really live in books. The thing your hands learn by making a particular food a few dozen times is not the same as the thing the recipe tells you. Recipes are how the skill is sketched, not how it is held. The skill is in the doing, and once you have done it, you have something the recipe could not have given you on its own. If you ever stand next to an older person making bread and watch their hands, you will see what I mean. Their hands know. The recipe, if they have one written down at all, is mostly a memory aid. So make this bread. Make it badly the first time. Make it slightly better the second time. By the fifth or sixth time, you will be doing something you previously thought you could not do. This is, in itself, a small but real piece of education. And education, in the most useful sense, is the discovery that you can do things you had assumed you could not.